Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. So today, I wanted to share this really incredible practice that I got to do with a great meditation teacher. And it's called Just Like Me, at least that's what I'm calling it, Just Like Me. It's a practice for learning how to accept others. And, you know, one of the hardest things to do, I think, is to accept that people are just like us, especially people who've hurt us directly or indirectly, or people we judge or people we fear and even hate. So with everything going on in our lives, in the world, and how it gets reflected back to us and really inflamed in the media, we can find ourselves more and more polarized against each other. But as I said, I recently had the good fortune to meditate on this very topic with Jack Kornfield, who's a favorite of mine and a renowned mindfulness and Buddhist teacher and author and founder of the Insight Meditation Society that I've spoken of before. So what he did was he had us look directly in the eyes of the person next to us, whether they were strangers or friends, it didn't matter, which it was really an interesting exercise in and of itself. I mean, just think about it. How often do you really spend time completely focused and engaged with the face and the eyes of the people that you hang out with, let alone strangers, and maintain that gaze for like 20 minutes? While being directed with your thoughts to remember how this person is just like you. So as he gently led us to look behind the eyes of this person across from us, he spoke about how they were children just like us, and they had dreams and hopes and fears and suffering just like us. And as we were doing this, I noticed this moment where I was no longer just looking at the face of the person across from me, but I felt somehow that my heart had opened to really seeing their sameness. And as I did, I saw how their eyes and their face and everything softened, and I felt this natural connection, this kind of empathy grow between us. And at the end, I felt profoundly close to this person whom I barely knew. And when we talked about it, they felt the exact same way. It really was an amazing exercise. And just in this moment, as I speak about it, I realize how rare this is to take the time to really go behind the eyes of others and to really truly see how they're just like me. You know, to look for the sameness between us and where we connect, and to allow our hearts to lead us in our interactions and in our communication with others. So today in our practice, we're gonna make this choice, since we're going to do our practice alone, unless you have somebody that there's with you and you wanna do this eye to eye with them, which works. But basically we're gonna choose someone, either someone we know and already feel a connection to, or maybe someone we don't know well and we'd like a deeper connection with, or if you really want a challenge. Perhaps you choose someone who you really have hard feelings for. Somebody who even you might think you hate. And to hold their image in your mind and to try this just like me meditation practice with them and see what it does for you. If it softens your heart, if you have resistance, just noticing whatever comes up and being willing to stay with it. So let's go ahead and find a comfortable position. Your hands are going to rest in your lap and your feet are on the floor if you're in a chair or if you're sitting cross-legged. You might want to prop up your hips a bit higher than your knees to help your back lengthen and relax. And begin by taking 3 deep cleansing breaths to prepare the body and the mind for your practice. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling as slowly as you can out of the mouth, like blowing through a straw. Nice. Let's do 2 more of these cleansing breaths. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling very slowly out of the mouth. Just keep breathing, let your eyes close. And as you settle into your body, let your mind follow the breath in and out. And when you're ready, you can shift to breathing in and out of your nose while silently labeling your breaths. Inhale and exhale as you go a few times. This is going to allow your mind to focus more simply on the task at hand. Just noticing the inhale and the exhale. And then allow your mind to scan your body from your feet all the way up to your crown of your head. Moving slowly and looking for areas of tension in the body. Inhaling deeply into that tension. And then allowing yourself to let go on the exhale. And do a couple more of those. Good. Now I want you to take a moment to think about a person that you'd like to include in your practice today. And perhaps they're sitting next to you. But if not, maybe there's someone that you care deeply for or someone that you think you'd like to be closer to or understand better. Or for some of you today, the person that you've chosen is someone that you have really strong negative feelings against. Take a moment to really get their image in your mind. Scan their face, their eyes and their hair. Really getting a good look at them for a moment. The texture and color of their skin. And while you're doing that, notice the feelings and sensations in your body that come up for you while you're looking at them. Are you uncomfortable? Do you feel like smiling? Do you feel an aversion to them? Is it hard to look them in the eyes? And just keep breathing and stay present with it. And as you continue to breathe, ask yourself, how is this person just like me? And allow the questions to start to arise. Do they have parents? Were they once babies just like me? Did they laugh and play with their friends? Or get hurt and cry? And as they grew up, did they fall in love? Did they get their heart broken or have children or lose children or get married or divorced? Did they have dreams of their own, goals? Did they aspire to things? Did they go to school or work? Did they struggle to find themselves in a strange world? And were they ever disappointed or afraid? Did they lose loved ones to sickness or violence? And as we breathe and we ask ourselves these questions, take the time to look behind their eyes and into their hearts and into the lives that they've lived. And see if you begin to see that they truly are just like me. That even if their storyline is different, the world they grew up in, or their religious or political views are different, that the fundamentals of being human are just the same. And that perhaps these likenesses will allow us to take pause when we feel anger and aversion and even a desire for retribution to rise up in us, and ask ourselves to pause for a moment and to see if we can find where we're at least a little bit the same, instead of focusing solely on our differences to justify our reactions. So you're going to continue your practice holding the image of that person in your gaze internally or in front of you if you have a partner you're meditating with, and allow yourself to seek where you connect, to seek the sameness, to seek out where they're just like you, as you breathe and sit and allow yourself to just be sensitive to the moment, to be present. And I'll check back in with you in just a little bit. Thank you. Notice if your mind has wandered, if you've lost the focus of the person that you were thinking about or that you were gazing upon, and try to bring that image back into focus, deepening your breath a few times, marking your inhale and your exhale if you need to, and checking in and noticing if your heart is kind of closed off if you got distracted, or if there was something specific, some storyline in your mind about how you were different that caused you to disconnect from the practice itself. And again, open up and try to seek out, where is this person just like me, as you continue to breathe. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And today we are meditating on how others are just like me, really using our meditation practice to open our hearts and to find our sameness rather than our differences. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind. If there's any difference between how you feel now and how you felt at the beginning. And allow those feelings and those changes to plant a seed inside of you, a seed of awareness about how we close ourselves off from others thinking that we're different, and how we can open to others in finding where we're the same. Allow the breath to rise up the back of the spine as you inhale and flow down the front of the spine as you exhale a couple of times, really sealing in your practice today. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn at Laguna's Only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.